Here, with that, I'd like to finish up the law of Shochet / Netilas Neshama. We explained last time that Shochet doesn't mean a killing Dafka through what we call Halachic Shchita. Explain a little bit why that was the, why that's the title of the Malacha. But we mentioned that you're not allowed to kill any type of creature. Take a look at, we saw a different place in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. For example, back in source 21, the Rambam is very clear. Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph. Hashochet chayav v'lo shochet b'vado akol anot on the shoma le'echad mikol minechayav behema ba'ofa dog b'sheret bein meshchita bein menechira ba'akol. Again, it doesn't matter what the living creature is. Doesn't matter exactly how you take its life away and so on. All of that is subsumed under the user of what we call netilas neshama or shchita. We're discussing a little bit about lice. The Gemara makes a distinction between horei kina, which seems not to be under the category of the Gemara of shochet, because the assumption of the Gemara is that Gemara says that they don't reproduce in the normal fashion. Today we know that they do. There are such things as eggs and so on, beitzei kinim. We talked in Shulchan Aruch about maggots or other types of creatures that develop, so to speak, inside rotting meat and different things like that. Today we know that they are. They may be a form of lower form of life, yeah.
What's the Gemara that
Yes, I think that today we avoid killing it, okay? But the Gemara mentions, let's just look quickly at the 31, the Gemara mentioned, we discussed it, Shlona Shvatzim and other creatures. The Gemara in Shabbos, I think we were up to, I think I mentioned the very end last time in source 31. Shabbos in Beis Menalot, the Gemara says, Rabba Mekatalu, Rav Sheshes Mekatalu, Rabba Shadil Lekana Damaya. Okay, Rashi says, Mekatalu is Hargan B'Shabbos. A kana shomayim is like a seifel, a basket, a pail, a bucket, the water, and so on. And the problem is, with lice, sometimes today you have the children that come home with nits or the eggs of the louse. Okay, and I have that. So again, if it's disturbing, so then I just printed in 33. The Shulchan Aruch we had nothing to do with lice per se, but any tzorchei cotton, right? So this Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Source 33, the Ramor writes, Mutala Omer Laini Yehudi, Lasos Tavshil Cotton Shain al Malachal, the Stam Tzorchi Cotton, Kola Shain Bosakonim. See, here it could be that, to do other things or to kill it directly and so on, with male and Drabonon, you put some spray or whatever it is in Drabonon, so there's room for that, and even for an adult. Okay, and Simon Shin Zayin, the Sifhei, 34, Dover Shain al Malachal, and also Lasos Shabs on Shim Shlus. Mutal Yisrael Omer Leini Yehudi Lassos B'Shabbos, or Hushi Yisrael Mitzas Choli, even for adult Mitzas Choli, or something along those lines. So there is room for, some coolers in that area, but generally speaking, I think we try to avoid it. Now, what I wanted to continue is, what about things which are dangerous? We touched a little bit on this with regard to Tzad, the trapping. I told you there's overlap here between Tzad and Shochet, and we actually saw this Gemara when we spoke about Tzad, but we'd like to do it now with an eye towards the issue of Shochet. So the Gemara says in 35, the Gemara says, on Shabbos Kufchaf Alam Beis, Amr Shulman Levi, general statement, Kol Hamazikin Neherogin Shabbos. We're not talking here about Tzad. Again, we brought this up in connection with Tzad, but now we'll focus on it in terms of the issue of killing. So it says, Amr Shulman Levi says, Kol Hamazikin, all things which cause damage. Now, Rashi is very quick. I'm sorry, Rashi, on the next page, but I have to flip back and forth. Rashi there in Kuf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis says, Kol Hamazikin Hahorgan. Okay, insects or animals which tend to bite and cause harm. That's what they do. They can kill you. Okay, we mentioned, we talked about Tzad, about rabid, raccoons or whatever, rats or something like that, which can bite and can actually kill you. So the Shul says, Nerogin B'Shabbos. Okay, you can kill them on Shabbos. Now the Gemara, Rashi explained, the Gemara at this point, look in the second Rashi in 36, there in Kuf Chaf Alfam Beis, Rashi says, Nerogin B'Shabbos, because Salcha Daitach at the point, Afilu Ein Rotzin Akro, even if these creatures, this animal, or this insect, or this rodent, or whatever it is not coming after you. Just seeing it, because it could come after you. It could come after somebody else. Just seeing it. You can kill it on sight, so to speak. Okay, so Afilu Ein Rotzin Akro. And the Gemara assumes Mishum the Tzvila and Kerb Shimon, it's anyway Malacha Shein and Tzvika Lagufa, and Rabbi Yonah hit the Asir Bahachal O'Gazer. It's Malacha Shein and Tzvika. Normally, again, you kill an animal. Again, we go back to the Mokar of the Tilos Hashama from the Mishkan. You killed the, whether it was the Tchashim or the Elim or the Chalazim or whatever, because you want something from it. You want the hide, you want the blood. You know, that's the purpose. The purpose of killing the Elim was because you need the hides. For making the the tapestries and whatever else in the Mishkan, right? So if you're killing it because you don't want it around, because you want to prevent it from causing damage, so Shimon would categorize, we would categorize that as what's called a Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa, which we obviously talked about at some length in the beginning of the year, okay? And the assumption here is that Shimon Levi is Pasek of Shimon, because he's saying, getting back to the Gemara now, 35, you can kill it because it's Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa. Now, even Rav Shimon admits that Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa is also the Rabbanon. Okay, it's not a Malacha according to him, it's also the Rabbanon. But here, when we're dealing with dangerous creatures, so then, as Rashi says, right, Mishum Malacha Lo Gozer, here in the case of dangerous things, they weren't Gozer, the Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa would not be Osir. Okay, so that's the position that the Gemara assumes at the moment. However, the Gemara now brings a kasha. Masir Rav Yosef. Again, we saw this Gemara by Tzad, but now we're looking at it through the lens of Matil Sashama. So Rav Yosef asks, Chamisha Ne'erogim B'Shabbos. There are five different types of dangerous creatures which you can kill on Shabbos. Elohim, Zavuv Sheberetz Mitzrayim. Again, I don't exactly know what the nature of these creatures were, but there's some type of Egyptian fly. Bitsira Sheba Ninveh, the hornets or wasps, from Ninveh, the Akrav Sheba Chadya, there's some type of scorpion in a different place, the Nocha Sheba Tishwal, the Kelev Shota means a rabid dog, okay, the Cholmokum. These are the five. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yosef asked. It was his more money. Who is the author of that brisa? Eler and Yehu, Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Melecha Shinsha, Gufa, Chayavaleh. He holds your Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa is a regular Malacha. Okay, it doesn't have to be Tzvika L'Gufa. Again, we learned the Shita, right? Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa is Chayav Aleha. So how is it mutter to kill these five creatures, according to him? Okay, again, the assumption right now is they're not threatening you. So don't be caught in that. So how can how can you allow it? All right. That's the kasha. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, right? Ha'amar Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa Chayav Aleha. Rashi says, look in Rashi in 36. Rashi says, Ha'amar Chayav Aleha. V'heki Shor Malacha Gemur She'ein Rotzen Achav V'leka Pikuch Nefesh. If not in any danger, these creatures aren't coming after you. That's again. That was the Havamina. That's the Kasal Kadat that Rashi mentioned earlier. That this discussion is not when these creatures are coming after you or posing any threat. They're just around. Okay, so the kasha is, according to Yehuda, there's no pikuach nefesh. The assumption is obviously Yehuda would agree that if it's a case of pikuach nefesh, then we're not worried about Malacha Shein Tzvika L'Gufa. We're not worried about anything. Pikuach nefesh is dog everything. So the assumption here is there's no pikuach nefesh. So why would Yehuda allow you to kill these five creatures? Okay, so therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is that Yehuda cannot be the author of this statement in this brisa. On the other hand, El Alav, back to 35, again, the Shabbos Kufchaf Amud Beis, the third line of 35. El Alav, Reb Shimoni. So it must be that Shimon is the author of this brisa. But Vahani Hu Deshor Achrin Alo, but he all seems to allow only these five particular dangerous creatures and not anything else. So the guy, Rabbi Shimon Levi, opened the statement by saying, Kol HaMazik in Erech Shabbos, not just these five. And if it's Reb Shimon, so why, author of Shimon, Reb Shimon seems to be singling out just these five. Okay, whereas other creatures not. So that's the problem in the Gemara. That's what's going on. So Amr B'Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya says, Uman name alon deha mitratztahi, dilma shabeshtahi. Again, this was a brisa cited by Rav Yosef, Moshe Rav Yosef. So Gemara says, who says this is an authentic brisa? Apparently there was some question more later on, and printed more later on, discusses that this may not have been an authentic brisa. The brisas were compiled by Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia. Right, the Tosefta, the we know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi compiled the Mishnah, right? But lots of things were not in the Mishnah, and these were statements that were floating around. People knew, for whatever the reason, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did not incorporate them into the Mishnah. So we have in the back of every Masechta, we have the Tosefta. Right, Tosefta means addendum. That's the word means. Like Tosef means addendum. addenda. Okay, Tosefta's addenda to the Mishnah compiled by Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yoshua, again with the borderline Tana Amora era. Okay, and they put together these other statements of Tanaim that people knew, which for one reason or another were not incorporated into the Mishnah by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi when he compiled the Mishnah. So it doesn't mean they're not authoritative. They're not considered as authoritative, but many times the Gemara will raise a theory. You have a statement of the Mishnah like this, you have Tosefta says the other way. The word b'risa by itself means that which is outside. That shorish, b'ris yud, means levra, tal levra, means that which is outside. Outside the canon, the C-A-N-O-N, right? Outside the basic text of the Mishnah. So many of them are formulated in the b'risa, in the Tosefta. Of course, there are others, which the Gemara will sometimes quote a b'risa, which is not quoted anywhere else. One of the Amara will quote, B'amar, Behuda, whatever, Tanya, right, we have a b'risa. It's not the Mishnah, it's not the Tosefta either. Again, it doesn't mean these statements weren't around, but they were known. And the question is, you know, are they authoritative? So that's what a little bit the Gemara is debating over here. Where Rami said, who says this is a Kerem Man Lenemel on Mitaratztahi, Yilu Mishabeshtahi? Okay, Rashi explains, Uman Nemel under Rabbi Yosef, who Masnil Kedil Kamal, below the Deber Chir Rabbi Osha Misnaya. This particular b'risa does not appear in the collection of Rabbi Chir Rabbi Osha. Okay, v'chol masnisu, this Rashi says, v'chol masnisu de lo masni v'tosefta de b'chir Rabbi Yosha, ike l'sapuke b'mishabeshta. If Rabbi Chir Rabbi Yosha didn't include it, we have to at least be choshish for the possibility, there's a doubt, maybe it was not an authentic, maybe it was a mistransmission. Let's remember again, things weren't written down. Excuse me. Maybe things weren't written down, so it wasn't an authoritative source. Maybe somebody misremembered. Yeah. That's a good question. Okay. I mean, again, I guess when the Gemara felt that it was authoritative or they had other sources for it, they didn't ask. But apparently here, it was under some question. It's a good question. But it's not the only time we have it, but it's an interesting question why it's not more. Why don't we have more often with more quotes of Bryce that doesn't appear in the Tosefta? Why don't we challenge it? It's a good question. I'm not really sure. Has there? Sorry? Could be. Again, probably somebody must have done some type of PhD study on this. I'm not making fun. I don't know of him. But I know this is not the only time that Warren does this, you know. But anyway, that's the... So Yosef answered, even in this case, Rabbi Yosef answered, Amar Yosef, Ana Masnisolo, I have this tradition that this is a valid text. Osidnala, okay, and I wondered about it, but Ana Mataritsnala, and I have a teretz to explain it. Okay, it's not a mistake. All right, in my collection of brises, so to speak, as Rashi says, Ana Taninala, Masniso Didi, okay. I brought this up in the Beis Medrash against Rabbi Yosef later than Rabbi Shimon Levi. I brought this up. I have a teretz. There's no kasha. You don't have to say that it's an unauthoritative or inauthoritative text. No, it's correct. I have a teretz. Namely, concludes the Gemara, no, not like we thought at first. Okay, not like we thought at first. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "Kol amazik in erogin," right? You can kill all dangerous things. That's berotzin achro. Not like we thought before. That's when the creature, the animal, is coming after you. It's attacking you. And as Rashi explains, "Anom etaratzalei," right? The lo tikshu ki amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi kol amazik in erogin berotzin achro kamar the pikuach nefeshu. That's a case of pikuach nefesh. And v'dibra kol. That's even Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi says, the other brice about the five, that's talking about Kishain Rotzin Achron. But for the moment, Bishuah ben Levi is saying, Bishuah ben Levi's case is when he makes that blanket general statement, call Amazik and Aragon Mishabis. Yeah, if they're dangerous things and they're pursuing you and you feel it's a case of Pikuach Nefesh, you don't want to get bitten or stung by this thing, then you can kill the creature that's attacking. Narogim Mishab is not a problem. The Brisa, okay, the case in the Brisa, that's when they're not pursuing you, and that's where we have a machlokes. And a Yehuda will say, since Malach HaShem Tzuchel Gufa is Chayim, Yehuda says the other, even those five, they might be dangerous, but they're not bothering you. So what's pikuach nefesh? And Reb Shimon would say that, no, Reb Shimon would say that since Baruch Hashem's Lufa is potter, so then you can kill these five also. The background question of the discussion in Tosfos of what are other things besides those five, according to Reb Shimon. Apparently, Reb Shimon has to have a little bit of reason. We may come back to that point. Then the Gemara says, Tana, remember this from Tzad, okay? Atani, Tana, Kamei, the Rabba Barahuna. Okay, Rava Bar Rav Huna, again, we asked the Kasha against the Behuda, why is it Mutter to kill those five? Okay, well, the answer is the Behuda would agree that if it's coming after you, then the Behuda is a different story. You know, the Behuda will say the other five no, because there's no Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, but if it's Pikuach Nefesh, meaning the Ratzu Achav, then the Dibra Kol, even Behuda would agree. And if Shimon, okay, Reb Shimon says these five, then you can kill on site. Yehuda says no, because anything which is not Ratzu Achrav, you can't kill. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara concludes Tani Tana Kame the Rabba Baruchuna Harig Nechoshim from the Shabbos Ein Ruach Hasidim Nochay Medim. Okay. Rabba Baruchuna was taught Harig Nechoshim from the Shabbos you kill snakes and swamp in the Shabbos Ein Ruach Hasidim Nochay Medim. The Gemara says Amalo. Rabbi Baruchuna said back to him, "Ba'osan chasidim ain rocham nochem hem." Okay, right. I don't think rochachamim are not impressed with these chasidim. Okay, no, I'm not impressed with that. And a pliga de Baruchuna, but Rabbi Baruchuna disagrees with his father, Baruchuna, because he said apparently that's mutter, right? Those chasidim who are makbid ain rochacham nochem hem. And the father of Huna said, "Baruchuna chazal who gavur de kakato zibura." Okay. Zibura is a bee. Again, Aramaic, Zion, and Hebrew, Talad. Right? Sometimes it's interchangeable, like Man Dachar Shemei, Dachar. Okay, Dalad Chafresh is a Zachar, who brought it up, right? Who remembered his name, Man Dachar Shemei, who mentioned his name. Or Duchra is in Aramaic is a Zachar, male. Right? It's Aramaic, Dalad, Hebrew, Zion. So Zibura is a bee. So the guy killed a bee. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said to him, Shlintinu Lakula, do you kill all the bees in the world? And you can't just indiscriminately kill. What do you help by killing this one bee? All right, anyway, so he seems to say that at least certain things are not allowed to do. Whereas, so it's not so pashut what his son said, Ein Ruchacham Nochemenu, depends on the circumstances. All right. Let's see what the halach is. We'll see one of the Gemara. Tosis there in Shabbos Kufchaf Aleph Mudbeis. Kalavazikin Erag B'Shabbos Yeshua Levi's statement. Even though the Mishnah, if you remember, this Mishnah started with the discussion of tzad. You had a scorpion. You can put a bowl over the top of it. Sometimes you trap it. But itzur chashmin the hariga nami sharinim. The satan is the chiddush of the Yeshua Levi is that even not only tzad is allowed, but even killing is allowed. That's the point that Tosfos bring out. Dariga nami shirin and salkadait with asura mishum du farsum milsa tfei mibitzeda. More dramatic. It's more public. It's more open than just trapping the animal. Okay. Mahai time and nami polygrahuna b'samah v'as ariga. That's where Ravuna asserted again. If there's no danger, apparently with the bee in that case in the Gemara, the bee was not dangerous. You know, it was annoying, but it was not dangerous. So let's say we pull everything together. One other ha'or from that same Gemara, that same sugya, a couple lines later on Kufchaf Aleph Mudbeis, and then we'll see what the Rishonim and then what the halach is. So the Gemara says, and with me, it's not difficult. So 38. Omar Abba Bar Kahana. Pam Achas Nofal Achab Beis HaMedrash. One time, I was told there about a snake, okay, and it was a poisonous snake apparently, came into the Beis HaMedrash, okay. Nivasi Echad Bharga. Nivasi was somebody from, well, Rashi says the name of a place. Maybe Nabatea. Nabateans was, you know, an Arab country, sort of south, to the south, southwest, southeast of Arkansas. Anyway, so some guy who lived over here killed the, doesn't matter who he was, a Jew. Rashi stresses. Yisrael, he was a Jew. I mean, it was a guy in the Beis Medrash. He killed this snake. Okay. So I'm a Rebbe, so Rebbe apparently was there. He said, Pogabo Kayotibo. The snake was killed by someone just like the snake, just like him. What does he mean by that? What do you mean by that? Pogabo Kayotibo, the Shapir of it. It was a good thing that he did it. It was the right thing to do. Okay? And when it said Kayotibo, meaning just like the snake was dangerous, this guy was dangerous. right? He was dangerous to the snake, but dangerous to other people. He was dangerous to the snake, right? We have another Gemara also, right? That, what's it, Oyla Nachash? We got to remember. Oyla Nachash and Paga Barod, Oyla Nachash and Paga Barod, what was it? I forgot it, right? So it was dangerous. So this guy, that's what he meant. He meant he did the right thing. The snake, like we say in English, he met his match. Right? He met his match. Someone just like him. The snake thought it was so dangerous, this guy knew how to deal with it. Okay? So that's what he means. And therefore, the shapir of it, the point is mutter. Olo, or did Rebbe mean that in a derogatory manner? You know, derogatory, olo, keotzu akomer l'gnayhu. Okay? He mentioned, it was killed by somebody who was like a snake. I mean, it was not a compliment to call somebody a snake. Right? So, and Rebbe may have been saying this as the criticism that he did this on, it was on Shabbos. Okay, so that's the Gemara. That's the question. The Shapir Avad Alo. What did Rebbe mean by that? So once the Toshma, Rebbe Abba Bereidav Chia Bar Abba Rebbe Zera Haviyasa Akila Debe Rebbe Yanai. Okay, and whereby Rebbe Yanai visiting the porch or whatever it is by the house of Rebbe Yanai. Nafik Milsum Ben Ayud, a discussion, Torah discussion developed. Boyman Rebbe Yanai, yes, Rebbe Yanai, Ma'u Laharog Nechoshim Akrov Mishabbos. Yes, what's the story? Can you kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbos? So I'm like, Sira on the Ori. I even think a wasp is okay. Even a, a hornet or something. So Nochash V'Achav L'Kol Shekain. Okay? I think Rashi explained that Sira is less of a threat. Okay? Or less dangerous than Rashi said. Sira on the Ori. Shabbos L'Chalos Mazikin to get rid of any harmful creatures. V'Afal Pish Eina Mu'ed as Kailo, it's not as dangerous as these things, so he allows it. So Gemara says, well, maybe so certainly it was okay. But then the Gemara says the following distinction, that's why I'm bringing up this Gemara. No, Dilma Lefitumo. Maybe there's a difference. You know, sometimes insects, which are walking around, you can sort of accidentally on purpose step on it. Right? It's not noticeable that you're killing it. Right? As opposed to other things, which like a snake and a scorpion. It's a different story. Maybe he was with a hornet. It's different. Dilma lefituma. Rashi says, "Lo sheyamod olav yargenu lehedju." You can't openly or directly go ahead and kill it. And we're not talking about it's threatening you. Someone is not threatening you. Ela kishu holech letumo. Just as you're walking, there's a bee there. There's a thing there. You can step on it in such a way that looks like you're walking. Maybe that's different. But v'nachash v'akav v'funav ain't tzarik l'shamit meno el darchav v'holav v'meis v'nuchas yamos. Because it's like you have no intention, just keep, that's why Rashi, we'll see most of Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. Rashi seems to stress, he didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't accidentally on purpose. Maybe the only hatch is to do it by accident. Okay? So Rashi understands that by accident means you had no kavana. Okay? And then the Gemara says, the Amar Yehuda, Roke, we had this, remember, spit on the ground. And we talked about Mashva Gumos, leveling the floor, and so on. So the Amar Yehuda, Roke, Dors Lefitumo, Rav Sheshes, Denochas Dors Lefitumo, even a snake you can step on, Lefitumo, Rav Katina Akrav Dors Lefitumo, and so on. Okay, so Roke, Dors Lefitumo, Rashi, Amos, Kavlam, Rech, all these things, Lefitumo. So what's the way Rashi learns, the heter would be to do it in such a way. And the only that's the way Rashi goes. The only heter is you aren't mechaven, but apparently if you are mechaven, it's different. So the way Rashi seems to learn the case was that Rebbe was not necessarily complimentary towards this guy, who killed the snake, because he kind of did it directly. Whereas we'll see other Rishonim learn a little differently. The Ran, for example, I picked the Ran with other Rishonim too. Take a look in 40. Well, the Ran is printed on the Rif and Shabbos Mem Hamad base, source 40. Divrimasal Nachash. Pirish Rashi Zal, first he quotes Rashi, Lo she yamod al yargen lehedya, ela she mahoya holech, if a snake or a scorpion is in front of you, and you just so happen to step on it, you don't have to, but Rashi seems to learn, and again, that's the words, Rashi says it, the Ran quotes it, Einot tzorech li shameit mimenu. You don't have to move away from it, you don't have to run away, Einot tzorech li shameit mimenu, ela dorso v'holech, v'imoyet shaper, v'tah is good. Okay, but look at the Ran writes on line 3 of 40. Below Diak. I don't think Rashi is correct. Rashi is not precise. Okay. The Lishna the Dorso, Dorso, lo mashma haki. The word Doris is not mashma You just, the word doris means to step on, to trample. Okay, the Ran said, it doesn't mean that you just happen to be walking by and it killed it, then you're okay. That all it means in the Gemara is you don't have to avoid stepping on it. The word dorso implies you can actually do it on purpose. But oh, he brings another Gemara that, who was it? Rabbi Yana answered the Gemara we just saw on Kuf Chaf Aleph Beis, that Sira Ani Horeg, when he answered, when the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yana, can you kill the snake and the scorpion? He said, well, I even kill the hornet. Sounds like on purpose. I kill it on purpose, not to have me walk and I stepped on the hornet. It sounds like on purpose. Okay. Afmash Rafilva Kavana. Okay. And he brings up the case with the spit that was also the Kavana. All right. And that did not mash like Rashi. All right. Therefore, a line or two later, Elahachi Perusho, Dorso Vafilo Bimiskave. Not like Rashi. When it says you step, you can have in your mind your intention. The onlooker doesn't know. Okay, the onlooker just sees you walking. You specifically stepped on this creature. Okay, I feel him is coming. Elishu oselafitumo shemara atzmo keilu eno mechaven. That's what it means. Okay, ubahachi shori ukrab shimon the amar melacha sheins aguvo potvela umiul lahargun lahedya aser. Okay, but to go ahead and to do it intentionally, that even if Shimon wouldn't allow the Kavan chain is a kan motzi. Okay, they're not dangerous like the five, Kichamisha Shimon Brisa, called Kama the Efshal Shinu Barigan Barigas and Shaninan. You can kill it even according to Shimon, but Shimon would say the five that are known to be very dangerous, these five things that the Gemara mentioned, that you can kill outright. Because Malacha Shain Sikhla Gufa, Shimon says that it's mutter. However, even if Shimon would agree that other things which can be done, even if Shimon would agree, do it in such a way, if you can do it in such a way that it's not such a noticeable, called Kama de Efshel Shanuya Bichariga Mishanina. Do it in a way that it's not so noticeable. Even if Shimon says that, even if Shimon who's Makel, and he says that it's not even, you know, there's no Issa Doraisa, Machas Nagufa, but do it in such a way that you know it's not noticeable, except by those five. Because there, everyone knows that those are very dangerous. Here, it's less dangerous. You just step on it. So look at the summary. The Nimtza Psakon Sheldavarim. Here's the Psak, says the Ran. The Cholam Azikin. Here's the Psak. Cholam Azikin. Okay. Berotzin Achrov. If they're pursuing you, it's Pikuach Nevesh. Then Nerogin B'Shabbos Lahedi. You can openly kill it. You can, I don't know, step by, stab it, whatever you do. Okay. The Cholam Shanun B'Brah. Okay, so that's number one. All right, it says, if Cholam Azikin Berotzin Achrov, if they're chasing after you and they're posing a threat to your life, and so then you can kill it outright. Kol Hashanim b'Brisa, all the five that are mentioned at Brisa, mitok she'zeko motzu, they tend to cause damage. Afal pisha einan rotzin afal, of those five, even though they're not pursuing you, neragim gamkein, they can also kill them. Avol shara hamazikin, or other creatures, she'einan rotzin. They're not after you, then ain't nerogin lahedya, then you can't openly or actively kill them. Elador son of fitumo, but you can step on them. The high time of the Shara Menachas Rakalidos fitumo, ain't possible. This is one of the riyas that we pass on Shimon by Menachas Rakalidos. Okay, so that's what those are the categories that the Ran presents again. Something, any type of dangerous creature which is coming after you. Right, Ratz and Akrav, it's Pikuach Nefesh, you can do what you have to do. The five that are listed in the Mishnah, you can kill them also because the way the Ran says, Hezekon Motzui, they tend to cause damage. They may not be after you this particular second, but right away it could turn around and attack you, right? They're not chasing you right now, but they could come after you, right? Hezekon Motzui. And other things, you're not allowed to kill them outright, but you can step on them sort of fitumo. You know, sort of like as you know, the term is sichel v'tumo, right? It's an ordinary behavior. During the course of ordinary behavior. Okay, with me? That's the conclusion of the Ram. Let's look at the Rambam. Parak Yudala, Pichel Shabbos, Alocha, Dalet, 41. Chaya v'remes, shein noshkin umemisim vadai. Animals or rodents, whatever, that they bite, they attack, and they kill. Kagon, and he gives an example of those five, right? Zvul shem Mitzrayim, v'tziyur shem Ninevi, v'akum shem Chedya, v'nochas v'etzovah, k'av shol v'chol mokom, mutar l'hargam v'shabbos k'shi yiro. You can kill them right away. Just mamish, what we call it, killing on sight. What we call shoot on sight? Huh? Is this an expression, shoot on sight, or whatever, sometimes you have a dangerous criminal, so the police shoot on sight.
Also, some people that have like a sign on their property. If you're like, you know, in the middle of nowhere, they'll be like, "We shoot on site. Don't come. Don't come up."
Yeah. So if you're in Alabama or Mississippi, you stay away from those properties. Yeah.
I just heard earlier today, like different zoos, like they have different protocols for different animals escape. And most animals, when you first try to tranquilize them, you shoot them. And like that jaguar, which he just is, if it escapes, as soon as you
shoot outside, I got different things that are more dangerous than others. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I remember one time when I was in Eretz Yisrael with my wife, when I first got married. So we went to Ein Gedi, you know. But aside from the main trail in Ein Gedi where the waterfalls are, there are also like other hiking trails. So we thought, okay, we're going with other hiking trails. And there was a big sign about what to do if you see a cougar. Okay, apparently there are cougars around there, and it says that don't harm the cougar because the cougar is an endangered species. You know, so you're not going to harm the cougar. And my wife said to me, "I'm also an endangered species. And we're not going to go here now because I don't want to meet up with a cougar." And then he doesn't know that I'm an endangered species. He didn't read the sign, so we'll stay away from this particular trail. So that's why I agree with what Zach said. You have a sign, we shoot on site. Yeah. Anyway, so Dr. Rama says, Chayav Remes, Shein Notion, Misin, Vada, Kigon, Zuh, those things, Mutar, Mushab, Kashir, shoot on site. Ushar, Kol, Mazikim, the other types of things, now we find the distinction. Imah, you rots in Akhrov, if they're pursuing you, to Mutal Argon. Well, Yosher, Mekoman, just sitting there, or even running away from you, or Borcham, in front of Osul, Argon, you're not allowed to openly kill him, but in Darsan, if he's Tumah, Bishas, Hiluchav, Argon, Mutar. Okay, that's the Rambam. And that's like the Ram, really, not Rashi, because the Darshan Fitul can even be on purpose, just not openly. The Magid Mishnah explains that. He says, and he says that the Divrei Rabbeinu and so on, it's Zed Da'as Haramban, Baharash Bo, okay, this is Rabban and Rash Bo. The only thing is, the Magid Mishnah points out, but one second, doesn't the Rambam himself hold the Malach HaShem Sagufa is Chayav? He possibly could be Huda. So there's a little bit of a tumult in terms of the sheet of the Rambam, as the Magen Mishnah points out, because Zeh Shelo Kedibur Rabbeinu Shepasuk Yehuda, okay, with little Shver. It works out very well, what we said, and we pass in the Gib Shimon. But the Rambam happens to pass in the Yehuda, the Malach HaShem Yehuda is Chaya. So why are you allowed to kill any of them on sight? But even if it's not coming after, right? If it's coming after you, there's no doubt. Even if Yehuda would agree, like we saw in the Gemara, even if Yehuda would agree because people are nefesh. Okay, that's if it's coming after you. But if it's not coming after you, so then according to other shitas, it's still okay because Baruch Hashem Gufa is only Drabanan. And we said lo gazu in this situation. That's good for most Rishonim. That's good if we pass like a Shimon. Like the Ran said, right? This is in fact the Ran, there at the end of 40 there in Shabbos, Mem Hamid Beis, the pages of the Rif said, this is one of the proofs we pass like a Shimon, right? That's the Ran. But the Rambam doesn't pass in that way. So the question will be, Magid Mishnah is addressing, why would the Rambam say that the Rambam, the halacha, the Rambam doesn't disagree over here with the dangerous insects and dangerous animals. And yet, if the heter, so to speak, when it's not Rotzin Achrov, if the heter is based on Malach HaShem Zagufa being only the Indrabanan, and in this case they weren't Gozer, but according to Rambam, passing Rabbi Yehuda, so what's the heter? So the Magid Mishnah writes at the end of the first paragraph, the nearest Shaddai Tozal, Pikuach Nefesh Hu Behar Osun Bilvah. No, it is Pikuach Nefesh. Even just seeing it is Pikuach Nefesh. The Rambam apparently has a broader, it doesn't have to be Rutz Achrov, Boim Achrov, since these are inherently dangerous things. And, an animal, you never know, you can just turn around and jump at you. You never know what's going on in an animal's head. Okay, the animal doesn't know what's going on in his head. He might turn. So, Magid Mishnah, apparently the Rambam would consider that enough Pikuach Nefesh. That even though it's not, even though he passes like a Yehuda, Malach HaShem Gufa is Chayav, but this is going to be Pikuach. He has resolves the problem by saying Pikuach Nefesh is a broader. We said Pikuach Nefesh is only when the animal's chasing you. But Halacha comes out the same. Okay, Halacha comes out the same. The question is, how do you get there? Okay, so according to Rami, you can't get there through Malach HaShem Gufa, because he passes like a Yehuda, but he gets there through a different definition of Pikuach Nefesh. So according to the way the Magid Mishnah was, you understand? That's the Magid Mishnah that throws in. That's where Pikuach Nefesh is. I can hear. Yeah, apparently, you have to now question what I was thinking about that also. Is that a broader definition of Pikuach Nefesh in general for the Rambam?
Doesn't that go into the question of this way? There's no Pikuach Nefesh now.
Right. But here, the only thing is the variable here is dealing with animals that are unpredictable. They're unpredictable, yeah. Right, if you could. I don't, that's correct. I don't know. But again,
well, we're not doing the
Brady's.
You can't.
Okay, but right. But the point is, right. That's the point. But again, I think the variable is the unpredictability of the atom. In other words, you wouldn't necessarily expand that when the circumstances are more predictable, is what I'm saying. You know, right. That's what I'm saying. It was like you were saying that way, because it may not be definitional to Pikuach Nefesh, as I'm saying.
There's Gemara Makos, which mentions like snakes that you can't tame them
out. Right. They don't matter, but come, yeah, right. To be right. There's also Mishnah Makama has all certain things are automatically moved all over.
Right.
You know, so it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Again, I think, I don't know. Again, the Magen Mishnah doesn't elaborate. He just says, look at the last line of that first paragraph in Parakid Al-Halakadal. But Nirisha Daitos also Pikuach Nefesh, who are Behar Osun Bavad, just seeing them, because they're unpredictable. That's what I think. Okay, the next piece, he says, he also says that the Rambam is not like Rashi. That other point that you don't have to. He says the Ramban, the Rashba, and so on. All we've shown him saying not like. And the Rambam agrees. Shaloka de Rashi, Shakasa Shain Sok Lazom and Shalit Sel Dorsal Vitumo. That sounds like it's only not Miskabin and Ain Zeiker. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Chav Ches, okay, which is again not about the Fil Sashon per se, but Simon Shin Chav Ches Sifud Beis. For somebody who's in danger, Kishemichalan 43, Kishemichalan Shabbos al Cholos Yesh Pesachana, Mishtadlin Shelo Lasos Aydei Ena Yehudi Ktanim Rasha Al Yehudi Yisrael Gedolim Nidas. It's a general din. You have to teach people the importance of Pikuach Nefesh. It's actually the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is based in the Gemara that actually it should be the adults don't waste time looking for God. Let the Rav, let somebody who's show you know Pikuach Nefesh is so important. You have to do it. But the Rambam right in Epsher, Lasos below Dich below Icha de Shinoi, outside de Shinoi. If you can minimize, do you have to call the medic? Okay, you have to call the ambulance. So you're allowed to call, the phone. So you're allowed to call right away. Okay, no question about it. And then If the custodian is standing right there, it's not going to cost you any time. But if you're going to spend 15 minutes looking at the custodian, then of course you do it right away. So whatever you can minimize, it's not going to cost any time. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. I remember, was it this piss? I think it was this piss. A person, I give a shiur to Mitha Marev, night. And in the middle of Shear, and I'm sorry, it was not, you just, it was just after the Shear. Can't remember, but a person in Shul passed out. Okay. I sure had that effect sometimes, I guess it'll be fun. But I think that's what we were saying, the Kaddish Rabbanon, right after I finished the Shear, the Kaddish Rabbanon. And this guy stood up, and he just went right down. And I was actually still standing in front. There's a phone, like an emergency phone right by my extender. But the person was sitting there, my study, right away, called the person was fine. The man was fine. Just said, maybe it was, I can't remember because he had not eaten that day. So what day was it? I forgot what the Yom Tov was. Erev Rosh Hashanah, people said. I don't think it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. I forgot if he hadn't eaten. So he had a little bit of a heart condition. His blood pressure was low. So whatever. So he was fine. I mean, he came to school the next morning. He was a Bakari late. That was absolutely fine. Whatever, he called right away. The person was right near my seat where the phone is, on the corner there. So he went and grabbed the phone, he called, and then they were there, and the ambulance came right away. Then we cleaned everybody out, the shul went downstairs, and I'm married downstairs. Anyway, it comes up from time to time. Okay, but anyway, that's what says Shulchan and Ramor writes, Im Efshar Lasos below Dicho, below Icha, Ede Shinoi, Osa Ede Shinoi, Im Efshar Lasos Ede Yehudi, below Icha Klal. Again, there's no delays, and it's better. Okay, so that's what you do. But in our situation, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Shin Tez Zayin Sif Chav Beis 44. Kol Chaya Beremes Shein Noshkin Bemisin Vaday Kigal Nechashim Usrafim Bekelav Shota Bechol Chayotze Behem Nevazikin Kishenoker Hein Bemisin Vaday These things are rabies. You get bitten, you don't have a shot, you're going to die. Okay, I mean, then the Chazal knew that also. These types of things were poisonous, type of a snake or whatever, you certainly can die from it. Then mutter lahargam b'shabbos afilo einon rotzim achrav klal. B'tnei sheyesh pikuach nefesh barigasam. Sort of like the Rambam, yeah. If you can. Yeah, right, correct. That'll be today, yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
If you see a rat, if you see a dog. Again, if you see a raccoon.
I mean, yeah. But the mice are, you don't have a good way of killing the dog either.
No, right, you couldn't do it anyhow. Yeah.
Then you should
tell
them.
No,
but just
as if you have a gun, and have to have a gun with you on Shabbos, shoot. No, but in our case, you see them roaming around outside. A raccoon during the day. A raccoon is a raccoon's a nocturnal, right?
Right.
A raccoon is around during the day. It's bad news. It means that it's mixed up.
You need to be sure that it's a
karma. Right. So I'm saying you. Right. If you have, but I'm saying what I would suggest again. If you let's say live in a Jewish neighborhood, there are raccoons, as far as I was taught, you know, if they're around during the day, it's a problem because they're mixed up. That means it's mixed up in the head and it could attack because they're nocturnal, usually only around at night. They usually crawl into the gutter, right? But where it comes out. So, you know, again, so you go, so I tell you, go in your house and close the door. It's not going to get into your house. But you call animal control, I would think, because it's a dangerous walk. People walk around the street. Huh? Yeah, if there's a non-Jew there, about a better time. Yeah. But if there's no non-Jew, I think you can call animal control yourself. First of all, I only talk about it anyway, so call with a shino and so on, you know. Yeah. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simchat Shinta Zayin Sifchav Beis, Kol Chai Rebbe Shein Noshon Hamizim Vaday Kol Nechash Mitzvah Mekal Shelter Kol Kedush and Marzikin Kesher Noshon Hamizim Vaday Mutal Harkam Shabbos Afilo Ein Rotsim Achav Kalam Neshiyesh Pikul Nefer Agosim Kishem Yamis Shum Arum Yisrael. That's another point that the Mechaber adds, because just because it's not chasing after you right now, but if it's there. Next Jew that walks by could attack him. Right? You're, again, the unpredictable animal. It's not bothering you right now, it's just sitting there. Okay? You know, but sometimes I remember actually, it was quite the last sukkah, and I sleep with a sukkah. So I happen to be, unfortunately, a light sleeper. Okay? So all night long, I heard, you know, this scratching noise coming from the garbage can area. And usually, you know, don't have, the, you know, keep the garbage can sealed and so on and so forth. So anyway, I got up in the morning when it was light, and I walked over to one of the garbage cans, grabbed the recycling thing, and inside the recycling, this big yellow bucket, and then there didn't have much recycling there, but there was a skunk inside, and he couldn't get out. And that's why he was scratching all night. The poor thing, you know, couldn't. And I didn't want to. I was going to take it out, so you know, I walked near the garbage can, I just kicked it down, and it ran away. And then I knocked it down, so it was piled to the ground. So the skunk ran out. And he ran away. He didn't spray, didn't do anything. All he wanted to do was get out. He was there for hours. He kept me up all night. He kept himself up all night. Then he ran away. But I guess it could have been a raccoon. It could have been something. A skunk is not the dangerous. I mean, you don't want to get sprayed, but I mean, it's not a dangerous creature. But sometimes these things happen, even nowadays. Obviously, these were more prevalent problems. You know, in the olden days when there were animals roaming around in a different way. Anyway, yes, so there's pikuach nefesh and kishem yamis and shum arumim. That's my point. Even if that's not my point. The Mechaber's point. Even if it's not threatening to me right now, but again, it's unpredictable. It might threaten somebody else. The whole suffix nefoshes. It's suffix because there's no chesed shabbos. Afilu malachim gemur shel Torah. Afilu amr shafilu malachim shein zaguv v'chayav alam in the Torah. And he's in deference to the Rambam. That's what I'm pointing out here. Mechaber here in Simchat Shinta is not the Mechaber. It's a Shulchan Harav. I'm sorry. I didn't clarify. Shulchan Harav. This is the Balatanya. Okay, he's in deference to the Rambam. He's saying even if you don't have the heter, as again Simchat Shinta Zayin Sifchav Beis in the Shulchan Harav. So he says even a malach, this pesafik yuch nefesh is doche Shabbos, even a real malacha. So certainly here, where if you hold malacha shein zogufa chayav, still this is allowed. And in fact, the Magen Mishnah that explains the sheet of the Rambam. I printed the whole Shulchan Harav because here in Sifchav Beis, because it gives a very clear sort of summary of everything. Ushar mazikin, afilin osin shvada ein mamisim shikhosim, elashem mazikin as a guf bavad. What about other things in the kind of middle categories of more than say? They're not going to kill you, but they harm you. It's harmful. You get bitten. Huh? Yeah, but I guess you get sprayed, but even if you get bitten by certain things, it won't kill you. Okay, but it's harmful. You get sick a little bit or whatever, right? Shemazikin sagubabad could go nechosher akrobus makom she'ein mamisin. You know, a snake bite. It's not going to die. It's not a venomous snake. It's not a python or whatever, you know, poisonous snake it is. But if you get bitten, it can give you a headache. It can give you whatever, you know. Okay. So he says those things, yesh omrim, shim ratzim achamutal hargam anyway. Okay, especially if you pass on Rav Shimon, shekol malachim is gufa ena asura elamid ibris ofrim, shemakom hezek aguf lo gozu. Okay, but ena doma leparush haukitz b'sar shosol hargo shaparush ena mazik aguf alamintzar b'vad. The third level. Remember, we had that in the Gemara. You have a flea or something that's fine and it's biting you. So you're not supposed to kill it. You flick it off. Okay, that's an even lower level. So now we have three different levels. That's what I'm bringing out here. Shulchan Aruch, three different animals, three different levels of animals or creatures. There are those whose bite or sting can kill you. That's one extreme. There's the other one that the bite was not only it's not going to kill you, it doesn't really, a little flea bite, you know, in 10 minutes it's gone. I mean, you don't even notice the problem anymore, you know. And then you have things which it's not going to kill you, but it could cause some bodily harm. So those are the three different levels that he had. And he says the middle level, where he quotes the Yesh Omer, but that's what I think is the majority, because we pass Kimalach HaShayes with Gufa, like Rabbi Shimon, maybe this would be an afkamina, maybe between the Rambam and the others, okay? This middle category of a creature that doesn't kill you, but it causes pain, all right? According to those who hold Rabbi Shimon, Mutar to do that as well, because Mokom Tsar Lo Gozer Baron. A Baron will not only not go there when it could kill you, that's obvious, but even Mokom Tsar, they weren't goes there either. According to Rambam, Pasuk Yehuda, but still Mokom and Guba is Chayim, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it just because of Tsar, perhaps. Okay. Okay. What if you're worried about it later on? It's not bothering anybody now. So then, Osula Hargam Hariga Hanikeres. You can't kill it in an open way, but if you do it with Vitumo, Afilu Miskaven, and Mara actually looked like you were walking away, like we saw that other sheet and so on. So then that's allowed. And that's Mokom Hezek Agufa, Filo Ainshum and a Chashash Ba'amal. Here, it's not going to kill you. Okay, but so that's when he says the better thing to do in such a way you can't be clear, it's not noticeable that you're killing on a purpose. Okay, there, in that case, the Chacham said you should, Lashanos Barigasim, do it in a different way. At the end of that paragraph, Avamine Ramosim Sheina Mazikin, but types of things that don't cause problems at all to go Nimolim, ants. I'm not talking about what we talked about, the fire ants or whatever they get in Texas or whatever in Florida. You have these ants. So regular ants that we have around here, right? Then you can't step on them even Shalom. You can't step on them on purpose. You have to be careful, even not on purpose. They're not bothering you. Right? And sometimes little kids see ants, they like to stomp on them. Okay, but you're not allowed to do that. Now again, if you're walking on them, you have to be looking down every second. Maybe there's an insect there, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here at the end. The mine remosim she'ein and mazikin. If you go nemolim, if you go to osel adarsam, afilo enem is kavan argon. If it's a psik reshe, he says tzarich ledaktek beilucha b'makom l'shem mitzvah. You got to be careful. Don't walk in an area with lots of ants around. Okay, be careful. Even you know. So that's what he's saying. That's according to the Rambam. Okay, so then he says, you know, Lidros Vitumo would not be allowed, except okay, anyway, but he says the Iker Kisvar Rishon, like the first sheet, and I like the Rambam. So that's just a good summary. I'll look it over in 44. Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know why I printed that first, I should have printed it afterwards, but okay. Shulchan Aruch says, Shim Shinta Zayin Sifyud. Kol chayav remes shem noshim misim vaday nerogim b'shabes afilo ein rotzin akrom. Okay, if they kill, even ein rotzin shar mazikin kol nochash akrom mokum she'ein mimisim im rotzin akrom mutal hargam lav aser. Okay, what are things that are definitely dangerous? The Mishnah Berurah in Kotel Mendalim 46 writes, "Kigon kelav shok the guy got again a rabid animal, and so that's definitely dangerous." Okay. Then you can kill them even if they're not after you. I feel a barchem of them, even if they're running away, you can still get them. You can still go after them. Okay. Then in Sukkot Membav, he makes the chilek between the Rambam and the others. Again, stressing that the Rambam paskins of Malchash and Rufus Chayev. Okay. So then it has to be Misim Badai. But they'll agree that it's suffering Koch Nefesh. It's Sharim Shum Tsarba Alma Kadesha lo yuzak, so it won't harm others, like we explained before. Okay. The Shaar Tzion in Sukkotin Ayin Aleph says, you know, even though the Mechaber only gave the example of, even though the Mishnah Berurah only mentioned Caliph Shota, but the Sukkotin Ayin Aleph, Shaar Tzion says, yeah, the Gemara mentioned four other things, the other four, besides Caliph Shota, but lav dafka them. But who are din b'chol dover hameinis lefi hamokom ve'hazman? He quotes something from the B'ragro. Mishnah Berurah says, the Shaar Tzion, it's not dafka those five. They weren't ever mentioned, those five, as exclusive. Kol lefi hamokom ve'hazman. Depends on in your area. What are they? There are places in, in Arizona. There are places with snakes all over, you know. Someone told me, I'm not sure, one of the children moved to Arizona. They were looking at different houses in the Phoenix area. So he said, we saw one house in the, you know, in a very beautiful area with a good price. But the realtor said, yeah, the only thing is that there are a lot of snakes around here. You know, this person got little kids. He didn't want to go in that area. You know, we don't have to worry too much about snakes, you know, in our neighborhoods here in the New York area. But, you know, in certain areas, there are snakes. I don't think that, I'm sure there weren't poisonous snakes, you know. I mean, out in the desert, they have poisonous snakes, but so around the populated areas, probably not. But in Florida, let's say alligators or whatever. I mean, every once in a while, we just said last week, we did some story about an alligator. I mean, in Florida, if there's a rainstorm and there's enough water, an alligator can pop out. So we don't have to worry about that too often here. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. The name of the brook, Kolofi Amokov Azman. Okay. All right, the next Sukkot 9 bays, I printed the things which are dangerous can kill. You don't have to go looking for them. Even if you see them, you don't have to go looking for them. The Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Tezayin Sif Yud 48. Again, we saw this is all just again. A lot of the posts can deal with the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam says that apparently there's a chashash pikuach nefesh, even if they're not after you. There's some chashash sakar nefashes. Okay, again, we saw that already in the other posts. One other area here before we come to the final discussion, which we actually discussed before. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rov Rishonim, not like Rashi. And some Shinta Zayin Sif Yud, okay, 49. Aval Mutar LeDarsan LeFitumo Afilu B'Miskaven. Not like Rashi. Even you can step on them, even if you got your intent. El Shemara Atzmo Keilu Eina Mechaven. The idea is to look like it's not, because again, the extent that you can minimize, that's what you're supposed to do. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Katan Memches in 50. That's because Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufahi. If you're almost like a Marasayim, and it shouldn't look like you're killing it on Shabbos because the onlooker won't know to mechalek, you know, between what type of things it is. So therefore, you just walk as you're walking and step on it, you step on it. Omnom. He adds now, like we saw this right in the Shulchan Haram, but the Mishnah Berurah passes this way as well. Again, it's a Simen Shin Tezayin Sif Katan Memches. Omnam Nimolim Ushar Shkotzim Lashma Filu Derech Hilucho Osul Adarsim. Ants, pick your centipedes, I don't know, whatever other things crawl around, okay, that don't bother anybody. I guess sometimes you have, after I saw last night, I didn't pay Nebuchadnezzar call this night, but we came back and it rained. So I parked in the driveway with all these worms. You know, after it rains, sometimes worms come out and they slither around. So, I mean, they're not bothering anybody. So, you know, they're there. Then they eventually crawl back to where they came from. So, back into the dirt. But the ants, so these type of things, little centipedes, little types of creatures that crawl around, don't bother you. They're not dangerous. They're not threatening in any way. So then, afilu aderech ilucha osu adarsin. Okay? Yep. So just, you know, so bottom line is that it's mutter to kill something which is, life-threatening, even if it's not rotzach. It's always better to do it by goy, if you can. But if it's not threatening, you can, even if it's not threatening, if it's life, even if it's not threatening right now, but it is a dangerous animal, you can kill it, okay? But if, even there, it's better to do it in an inconspicuous fashion, okay? And if it's something that's going to cause pain, but not life-threatening, then, you know, again, it's, the best thing would be to trap it. Okay, that's better. I should mention it now. Better to kill it would be to trap it so it doesn't call like a bee in a sukkah or something like that. It's not life-threatening. But it causes you pain if you get stung. And I'm assuming you're not allergic to it. So then it's better to trap it than to kill it. So last thing, we talked about this a little bit, causing a bruise. We talked about that with the animals, Shlona Shvatzim. Okay. Well, it applies to human beings too. Okay. So on Shabbos, you shouldn't make somebody bleed. Don't beat somebody up on Shabbos. Okay. Or cause contusions. All right. The Pasuk says in Parshas, we come back to the Pasuk in Parshas Re'e, Ergud Beis Pasuk Chav Gimel in Dvarim 51. Rak Kazak Levilti Achol Hadam Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Right. And Allah Yidam Dam. Yesterday said also, but this is the Pasuk Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. And Parshat Tzav, yes, right, also not the Adam. But here it says, Adam wa nefesh, blood is the soul, so to speak. And therefore, the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Paragzal, Achabez, writes, Hamotzi dam, we saw this quoted, but I said, we come back to it. Here's the original marker. Hamotzi dam, chai, mishum, until the neshama, sheba oso makom. You draw blood, so that's taking out the neshama from that place. Not, you know, part of the skin or part of the body that you opened up. That's what the Karbon Eid explains. Adam on Nefesh, he quotes that Pusik. And the Kremosh also in 54. Amotzi Adam, I did Arab Chabura cover Nami La, Shimhotzi Adam, Chayab Oral Adam, Shim Tils and Shoma, Shiba Osa Makam, Shechobabo, Shekol Dam, Bedam, Kishinoklo, Arazik and Tils and Shoma. That's what the Kremosh says, an explanation of the Ushami. Shekol Dam, Bedam, whatever blood you take out, you're taking out part of the Nishoma, so to speak. So to speak. Okay. The Rebbe of Tam brings that and tells us elsewhere. Ksuba's Hamid Bay, Zimalasko Dam, 55, Dam Mifkat Pocket. Okay, Benir of the Tam, LaFarsh, Totsaz, Dam, Hashivin, and Tils Neshama. Kadam Wanefesh, Shinoto Mikzoso, Noto Mikzos Neshama. Okay, so that's why you're not allowed to draw any blood, even from a human being, not just from an animal. Okay. Now the Rambam writes in Perkes, Allah Hazayin, Elch Shabbos, 56. A dosh, kugogeres, but by dishum. Okay, again, extracting. Remember, dosh is extracting something from its inner, extracting what's inside from its outer layer and so on. So the Rambam writes, ein disha ela b'gdili karka. Right, that's only true by gdili karka. Taking the kernel of the wheat out and so on, we discussed. Habafare, kare, told hadosh. Achole v'sabahema, milking the animal. We talked about that, remember? Did we not? Yeah, I'm sure we did. We're about milking them. Milking the animals also, habafare, told the dosh. And then the Rambam adds, which we didn't look at then, but we're looking at now, here in Parakhes HaLach HaZayin 56, v'chein hachovel b'chai, sheyeshlo or, that goes back to that distinction between the Shemona Shvatz, and that have skin, then, you know, that the type of skin, chayev mishum b'fare. Then you're chayev mishum b'fare. V'hu sheyet tzarech l'dam, sheyet tzarech l'chabur. That's if you need the blood. Because remember, dosh, mefarek, is when you need what's inside. So if you need the blood for some reason, then you're chayav here. Aval, in the skaven lahazik levad, then potem is mekalkal. It's potem alasar, because it's mekalkal. Ve'eno chayav ha-shibidam ha-bechol of sha'otzi ke-gogeres. Okay? Like the shir is gogeres, the rabbi argues about the shir. But now, look at halacha ches. Amedvar morim b'chol ha-behem ha-chayav ha-of ha-ke-otzimem, living creatures. Aval ha-chol ha-be-chaveiro, Afal pishin is gavin lahazik. Okay, even though your intent is to, you're angry at him, so you want to punch him, you don't need his blood. Okay, but you're still chayav. Why? B'mnei nachas rucho, because there is, it is constructive. Because now you feel good. You gave this guy back what he gave you, right? You're in iskara daito. You calm down. Shach chamasa. You're angry. Dog. You know you, this guy deserves to be punched in the face. You punch him in the face. You blooded him, right? Arukim esakin. Okay, the rabbi disagrees with this and says, how can you say such a thing? It's not constructive. The Gemara says that even to yell until it's your temper, it's like a bit of a zara. So, anyway, that's the Rambam says. So, if you look at the Bir Halacha by us, it's the Mishin Tazayin, Sifches, Lachovo, Das Harambam, 57, that in the Bir Halacha. Das Haramam the Chovel Chayav Mishum Mefarik. Who told the Dosh? Okay, fine. And then he mentions that, but then he says in the third line, Yesh Omrim the Chiyuv the Chovel Machmas Tilsa Shalma Shlosa Makom. That's the Yishalmi. She got Damo Nefesh and Kain Lo Bein and Shur. That's a big difference. If it's a told of Dosh, so there's a minimum they have to extract. But if it's a Tilsa Shalma, that doesn't make a difference what it is. And Barova Poskim is King of that. The Shemur writes most Poskim agree with this. Okay. And then Limit Shabur in Sukkot and Lamed, he elaborates. Okay. He says, he talks about, again, the Shemona Shotzim. We saw that only by certain things, it's only chayav to extract blood as opposed to just bringing the blood to the surface by the skin, you know, the black and blue mark, the lesion or whatever it is. Okay, that's Makalko. On the other hand, he says that with animals, some poskim hold that even if you do that, it's not Makalko an animal because you want to weaken the animal so you can catch it. All right, but more important for us now, the fifth line. Im osa chavala ba'adam, derech nekama. Okay, and Dom came out according to the Rambam Chayev in this situation. The Rambam disagrees, but everyone agrees. Here's the key for us, six lines in the bottom of 58. Therefore, you should not hit or punch or harm any living creature, okay, on Shabbos, with the type of a beating that could cause a chabura. It's at least, even if it's mekalkal, the Rambam holds not mekalkal because you're getting your frustrations out. The Rambam rejects that, but still it's potav al aser. Still mekalkal, but still aser. Many people are not careful about this. Okay, maybe parents with kids, or patshinic kids, or whatever, you have to be careful about it. Okay, and he also talks about taking a tooth out, okay, you know, for non-emergency purposes. The nafkamina would be in some of these, or not nafkamina, just halacha, you should not on Shabbos pick a scab, for example. Let's say you have a scab, you pick it and cause it to bleed. You shouldn't, or but we talked about it, but biting fingernails and so on, but suddenly you bite to cause it to bleed, you know, that's a problem. That's a form of the tils neshama, even on yourself, a human being, yeah. Yeah, I'm saying, but even more, right, but on top of that, just to pick skin off, we talked about it, loose skin by the, you know, by the finger to put over, it causes the bleed would be an additional problem. Or to prick your finger or to, or if you're, you know, sometimes a person with pain in the gum sees you shoot down, you bite down hard to cause the bleed. Well, in your lip sometimes, you know, you bite lip. What? A canker sore type of thing. So you can't try not to make it bleed. The last couple of sores I printed, I can do take a splinter out on Shabbos. Okay, the Mishnah says, we'll finish with this, 59. Machat shel yad. Machat is a needle, you know. So litol bo is a coat to take a thorn. I mean, like a splinter. Okay. It's talking the issue there is muksa, but I mean, it's you know, the type of a needle. So you want to take out the Rambam Paskin's perikav el aches. Metaltel adam, you're allowed to take such a needle, even though it's usually used for sewing. Like Rashi said, akuf chav beis amei 60, machat shel yad, machat cotton, shetofer bo begadim. It's used for sewing purposes. But here, you want to move it to remove a, something to take, even today, take a needle, a pin, and just, you know, poke the splinter out with it. Okay. So, the Shulchan Aruch also, Simchin Chesed Yud Aleph. All right. You have to be very careful. Try not to make any blood come out. Okay. That's the Bir Alocha 63 talks about coats. Again, the coats of thorn, the same idea. So you can take out a splinter if it's an emergency. But better to avoid it, especially, and sometimes you can get it out without making it bleed. You know, it depends how deep it in is there. Sometimes it's, all you gotta do is scrape a tiny thing that loosens it and just pull it right out. You know, the splinter comes, depends how deeply it got in. All right, the last couple of things, the Chayodam. You have to be careful. He says it's a psychoration or not. That's the issue. If it's a body going to cause bleeding, it's a problem. Unless they're concerned about infection, and that's sometimes. That's true. Right there. Yeah. Most of the time, I think it doesn't. I think most of the time it doesn't. Like,
I'm saying there might be.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But
it might be.
Right. I hear. But I don't know if that would label psychoration or not. I'm sure. Psychoration means, you know, odds are very high. But it may depend. It may depend on where it is. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. And the Chayodim also in 64 in Kalal Aman Al Sifay mentioned Hamotze Tadam Befib in the Chabura. You suck, you bite blood with a sore, something like that was also a problem. The last thing I printed was the Shlus Yaakov, the Chuba, we'll finish with this. 65, Chelek Beis Simon Mem Hei. Can you put out poison? You know, Sam Hamavas, a flood bug repellent poison out on Shabbos and so on. So the person who is in the Shabbos, you look through it. I mean, the person says that he makes a distinction by in Baba Kama, by killing the friend's animal, you put out poison and so on. You're part of the other mechayev b'din shamayim. Therefore, on Shabbos with din shamayim, so should be also on Shabbos. And the Chassid Yaakov himself, early achronim. Okay, he himself thinks it's not really a comparison because on the nezikin, grom of nezikin is potter. Okay, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to be dorim until it's a shaman. It's not the same thing. But he does mention a possibility of tsar. Again, if it's causing anguish, causing pain, then it is a rule to be makel. You mentioned the mukts is a problem to be aware of. Again, if it's a lot of tsar, so then ordinarily I think you would not put out poison or anything like that on Shabbos. But if it's, you're being swarmed or attacked, by many mosquitoes, it says, right? Yesh lahatir mishum tsar hechash yesh yitushin harbe shmitzarin lo. You have all of a sudden the mosquito invasion or something like that, and you want to put out stuff that's going to poison them and so on. So he said, well, if you make it, well, not for the reason that the shoel is, but because in that case, it's indirect and so on, it's to prevent tsar. And mishum tsar, again, assuming like a shimon, that it's malach hashem's a gufa anyway, so in the situation, the rabbana would not go in. Okay, we'll stop over here. That finishes the malacha of shochet. Mr. Shem, if the yontif, we'll start with the next malacha. Yeah.